If we could only get the information out, I believe that the human race is not only intelligent enough, it's intuitive enough to start making its preparation. That recent disaster movie, The Day After Tomorrow?
Done by, based on the book of Whitley Strieber and Art Bell, The Coming Global Superstorm. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
What's so interesting about that particular movie was that one event, that one feature film did more to raise the consciousness of the planet than any other single event, I believe, in the last 100 years. That movie had that kind of an impact on the public. True, the sequences were speeded up, of course, to fit into a two-hour movie. But the point of the matter is that that is a very strong, real possibility.
Do you believe astronomers know of Planet X, Wormwood, and they're not doing anything about it?
I do believe that. I honestly do. And I don't mean to say that the astronomers of the world are deliberately hiding the material. I believe that they are working under different assumptions, and that they may be under the control of their individual governments. I do believe that our government and those of the other governments of the United Nations, as we approach possibly 2009, but certainly by 2012, I do believe that they are going to be forthcoming. There will be no stopping people from seeing this image in the sky.
What will it look like?
It'll be, I believe, the way I saw it, it'll be like a dimly lit shining star, but huge. I believe it's at least the size of Saturn. And I believe that once it finally emerges out from behind that incredible glare that the sun produces, that we will be able to see it. Not clearly at first, but the further it moves away from the fascia of the sun, I believe that we'll be able to see it in the sky. And once that happens, there'll be no hiding the truth. There'll be no reason to hide the truth. People will want to know. And I'm just one voice of 1,000 voices out there, and one idea and one theory, which I believe is all part of a larger pattern. Now, once this information begins to get out there, I think that there will be certainly a glut of books that will come out, and rightfully so. I think there are other authors who might be a little afraid at this point to stick their neck out. I know, by the way, surprisingly, I have had very little negative feedback from anyone. In fact, the Arlington Institute, the Heritage Foundation, the White House, I've sent a book to Senator Trent Lott. By the way, I'm in the state of Mississippi, which was greatly impacted by Katrina and Rita, as you probably remember. And Al Gore has requested a book. I was afraid that I was going to get, you know, a real slap on the wrist, like, you know, who do you think you are? Where'd you get this information? Instead, everybody is quietly absorbing it. And I wanted to just quickly mention to your audience that if they'd like to obtain, can I give an 800 number?
You may do that, and I'll let you give it also at the end of the show when
All
we're
right,
done, too.
Fine.
Go ahead.
If you'd like to order a book, it's a glossy paperback, 8.5 by 11. It's got 342 pages. The ordering book number is 1-800-247-6553. The company that has the book for distribution is called Atlas Books, and they're in Ashland, Ohio. And I have several websites. I'd like to give you the main website. It's simply returnofplanet.com. That's returnofplanetx.com. And all that information will come up, and information about the book in bits and pieces, and, you know, to tempt them into looking further into the website.
Jason, tell me about the Revelation chapter 8, verse 11,
okay,
which talks about Wormwood. Explain that so a lot of people, I mean, we've got a lot of people who read Revelation. They understand
sure.
it. But there are some people, first-time people, they don't know what it is. Would you explain this
I would be happy to. As part of the amount and depth of the research that we did, I kept coming back time and time and time again with the arrow pointing to the biblical interpretation. interpretation of wormwood that occurs in verse 10 to 13 in chapter 8. It's only four paragraphs. It would be far better if you would allow me just to read those quick four paragraphs.
Sure. It's pretty dramatic, so go ahead.
Very, very dramatic. Okay, I'm reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 8, verses 10 to 13. 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as if it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the foundation of waters. 11. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. 12. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. 13. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. This was taken from the Authorized King James Version. Now, I believe that the last return of Planet X coincided with the Hebrew Exodus from Egypt, estimated around 1447 BC, which was roughly 3,460 years ago. So, George, I'm going to pose a question to you and your audience. Did God somehow come to Moses' aid by staging a cosmic event that no one today understands?
Very possible.
It would explain for the blood-red running of the rivers and the lakes. It would account for the shower of locusts and the plagues and the parting of the Red Sea when they were making their escape. All of this plays into, yes, it's biblical, but how much of the Bible has today been proven to be totally correct, especially with the excavations going on, that type of thing?
Well, and I think a lot of the stories in the Bible are based on astronomical and possibly extraterrestrial events.
Absolutely. And I what fascinates me is when I talk to church groups, they're absolutely spellbound because they already have the potential belief system to understand that reality is a very, very strange thing.